Snatched is a mother-daughter comedy directed by Jonathan Levine, starring Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer. And in this scene, Goldie, as the mother, with her daughter Amy, are sitting in a parked car.
I actually kind of caught a piece of you, Mom. Could you lean out a little bit? It's cute.
Here, put this on.
What is this? What?
That is a rape. Rape whistle. That's a rape whistle.
What? This is a dog whistle, Mom.
Oh,
are you afraid these dogs are going to rape me?
Can I just see that?
Well,
can
these
you
dogs,
look at the dogs? Are,
did they look like rapists to you?
Whatever. Why don't you just say thank you, Mom?
Thank you.
Was
I'm being raped
thing.
By a dog. Oh, my God.
And, of course, that's the sound of a dog leaping on the car after Amy Schumer has blown the whistle.
Right. And Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn are mother and daughter. And you can get the sense that they're kind of oil and water, right? And they're going on a vacation together, Scott, because Amy had us all planned. Her boyfriend was going to go, but he dumped her. So she talked her mom into going on this vacation. What could go wrong with that?
And this is, of course, bringing back to the big screen Goldie Hawn, somebody who made her name as a very young woman in the late 1960s, early 70s. And she was one of the it girls of that time. And she was
Laughing.
On Laughing television. I remember watching that as a child.
Yep.
And now she's back on the big screen with Amy Schumer, one of the cutting edge female comics out there.
Right. And if you know anything about Amy Schumer's comedy, you know this is R-rated, okay? And it looks like it'll be fun. It's Mother's Day weekend. It's a chick flick. And right now, even though the reviews are kind of lukewarm for it, comedy's hard to please for the critics. But I like the pairing. I think the two of them are terrific together. And it's one of those lark kind of movies that should be good comedy.
And another film opening today is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. It's directed by Guy Ritchie. And here's a clip involving violence.
You take Danny straight run to the river.
You go first.
We don't have time to argue, Bill.
Some of us will make it out in time. Some of us won't.
We'll bear some than none.
You go first.
Mike, get down the hole.
Bella rest, boss.
Del.
Let's get to the dock.
Really? George, you tell him.
Sorry, boss.
Weapons!
You silly bastards.
Determined to die.
On my command!
And the sound we heard there at the end is the character Arthur taking the sword and plunging it into the earth. And as a result, the sword must have magical powers because it causes this gigantic explosion.
Ooh.
So what are you hearing about this? Guy Ritchie, of course, made his name, his first film, Lock, Stock, and Smoking, Two Smoking Barrels.
Right.
And which was a comedy and an action film. Mm-hmm. It was very much a cutting edge film in terms of the editing,
mm-hmm.
the way that he used montages. So what are you hearing about King Arthur, Legend of the Sword?
Well, not much good from the critics, that is. Now, but I love these kind of movies. This medieval setting, right? The legend of King Arthur pulling the sword out of the stone, all this sword and sorcery stuff, or Game of Thrones-like. I mean, all that stuff impresses me. It didn't impress the critics this time. And mostly because they said it was really heavy, very violent, didn't lighten up at all. And so you got to be ready for that. It's PG-13, but violent. And but a great adventure and a terrific legend brought to the big screen with $100 million plus budget. It looks fantastic. Charlie Hunnam plays the lead there. You got Jude Law playing the bad guy, Eric Bana in this way as well. So, you know, good cast, big name director. I'm going to see King Arthur. I love this kind of stuff.
Well, one of the things in terms of that clip where the various characters are sort of bickering about what they're going to do next, that's another thing that Guy Ritchie has in his original films, is that you've got these sort of action scenarios, but then the characters are constantly arguing with themselves, what are we going to do here? And in terms of what you said in terms of special effects and visuals, another thing in that clip is that you really see a lot of money on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. And they're betting on this to work internationally, Scott. The domestic box office, they hope they can cover some of their expenses on the movie. And they're trying to launch King Arthur as a series. Warner Brothers has plans to make more of these movies, unless it falls flat on its face, then maybe they won't, or they won't be big budget movies on the big screen. But again, if you got to be ready for this sort of thing, and if you're a fan of Game of Thrones or even like Lord of the Rings a little bit with that medieval setting, I think King Arthur will satisfy.
Taking a little bit of a different turn, we have The Wall opening up, which takes place in Iraq, and it's dealing with the reality of war.
Something's not right.
What? Talk to me, man. Talk to me. What's going on down here?
Eyes. They are headshots, man.
Can you tell where they came from? You know what? Get the hell out of there, bro.
Hey, Eyes. Just check that the shot. Oh!
And at the end of that clip, we hear a gunshot, but we don't know if the soldier has actually been shot before it ends. What are you hearing about The Wall taking place in Iraq? Obviously, it has something to do with the last 15, 16 years.
Yeah, and it's set, essentially, the war is over, and these two soldiers are pinned down by this Iraqi sniper, and they're trying to go home. They're trying to get back. They're trying to survive, and the movie takes place sort of in real time, so you're getting the suspense of being stuck literally behind an unsteady, collapsing wall. That's the only thing between our soldiers and this sniper who is out in the distance somewhere. So very edge of your seat, drama, thriller kind of movie in the vein of American Sniper. John Cena, Aaron Taylor Johnson are the two leads in this movie. And it's rated R because it's very intense for wartime violence.
And also opening today, Absolutely Anything. It's at Grand Rapids Woodland. It's a comedy with Simon Pegg. It also has one of the final cinematic appearances of Robin Williams. Let's listen to this brief clip.
I suppose there was one thing you could do would change your life for the better.
Oh, that's easy. I would be able to see Catherine from downstairs.
So I was intrigued, Ron, when I saw that this film was actually made in 2015. What's the story here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's got the Monty Python guys, Terry Jones directed, John Cleese, Eric Idle supplying voices, and Robin Williams is actually just doing voice work. He's the voice of a dog, okay? And the setup is completely Monty Python. A group of eccentric aliens have decided that Simon Pegg is going to be endowed with some powers to make wishes come true for himself, and if he does well, the aliens will spare the earth. Well, what could go wrong with that? As they say again, the comedy ensues.
And so I'm assuming, you know, one assumes that when a film is made and it doesn't come out for a couple of years, that there might be some problems here. I was wondering if you've heard any.
No, I can't come up with a really good reason. It's a very small distributor, so they've obviously been sitting on it for a while, waiting for a launch here. And it's very limited, as you pointed out. It's only playing at the Woodland, and I'm sure it'll be on home video, soon. I don't know exactly how soon, but it's a very, very limited release, and I can't put my finger on why.
And tell us about this other film, A Buzzard. It's from Last Call Cinema. And it looks like this is from a Grand Rapids director.
Yeah, Joel Petroikis. It was his first big hit, we'll call it. He's gone on to make a couple more movies, and we're going to feature Joel all this month with his movies. This Last Call Cinema is what we call our last movie of the day, Friday and Saturday Night Late shows at Celebration North. And I don't know much about the movie, honestly, but it got a great buzz for Buzzard from the critics and got Joel some recognition at some of the film festivals. And I'd love to check this out.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.